We must not pull apart. Sanitarium, California, April 2, 1906. To the brethren assembled in council at Washington, we are living in an important period of the history of our cause, and the movements that we make now will have a decided bearing on the future of our cause. Recently, I have been very much weighed down. I know that the enemy is working with intensity of effort to confuse the minds of those who have never before passed through such an experience as this. We must do all in our power to save the souls of those who are being tempted. It has been presented to me that our ministers would be blessed in showing much more interest than they do in those who are in need of a helping hand. Those who are perplexed and confused should be worked for earnestly in season and out of season. Satan is putting forth decided efforts to lead souls astray, and our brethren of influence everywhere must work with untiring earnestness to save souls. I greatly desire that every move that is made shall be in accordance with Christ's prayer recorded in the 17th chapter of John. We must not pull apart, for this is not pleasing to God. I was instructed to say to brethren McGann and Sutherland, do not lose your hold on God. The Lord has witnessed to the good work done by you at Berrien Springs because you tried to follow out the instruction given you. The stand you took in Carroll House, Tacoma Park, was witnessed by the angels of God. Your confessions covered the things that were brought to your mind, and the Lord blessed you. Since that time, I have had an increased confidence in you, and I want to say to you, my brethren, do not fail or be discouraged. I have confidence in you both, and I feel sure that the Lord will bless your efforts. Brethren Sutherland and McGann are not to be held in a position of uncertainty. This summer doing, but it is displeasing to the Lord. Will those who are so suspicious pray together and encourage faith in one another? We have not a man to spare. We need 50 workers where there is one. The Lord is coming in judgment to those who are not in the truth, is to go forth with the message. I must urge our brethren not to appear indifferent, not to leave the tempted ones to become the sport of the enemy's temptations. We must watch for souls as they that must give an account. We must do all we can to prevent Satan from sowing his seeds in minds. Let the leading men in the General Conference and the presidents of our state conferences go to those who have been under temptation and try to help them. Talk with brethren Paulson and Sadler, and help them to press the battle to the gates. Talk with them alone, and do all in your power to disabuse their minds. We see with what determined effort Satan is working, and we are to labor with heart and mind and soul and strength to win others to Christ. I wish you fully to appreciate the words that Christ spoke to help the indifferent and the deceived. Do not too readily give up your brethren and friends. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But this know, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. I am instructed to seek for the sheep that are being destroyed by wolves. Let us not be oversensitive regarding the representations of hatred made by others. Christ was mocked and insulted. Men for whom he was about to give his life buffeted and smote him, saying, prophesy, who is it that smote thee? Let us call to mind the scenes of Christ's suffering and be prepared to suffer for his sake. And let no one of us give occasion for a brother to go over to the enemy's side. Let us make the kindest efforts to disabuse the minds of the tempted ones. Let it be our object to win souls to Christ, at the same time not compromising one point of truth. Let us stand on the affirmative, leaving others to do the accusing. It has been decidedly presented to me that you are to seek to help brethren Paulson, Sadler, Hayward, Morse, Reed, and Riley, and others associated with them, with your heart softened and subdued by the grace of Christ. As you do this, the blessing of God will come to you. Signed, Ellen G. White.